Chapter 4. Gethsemane opened the door the next morning to a near collision with Father Keating. He stood on the porch, hand raised to knock. "Morning, Father." Gethsemane pulled her Mac close against the crisp morning air. Father Keating removed his cap.
"Top of the morning to you, Dr. Brown."
"What are you doing here so early? Nothing's wrong, is there?"
No, nothing wrong. I forget the only thing worse than seeing a priest unannounced on your doorstep is seeing a priest with the guard eye. I just stopped by to offer you a ride to school."
"You shouldn't have troubled yourself, Father. I don't mind the walk."
"'Twas no trouble. I'm heading that way myself. Chapel services today, trying to make good Catholics out of the lot."
"In that case, I accept. Thank you."
"The ride comes with one condition."
"Which is?"
"You're not allowed to call me Father. I'm Tim."
"I'm Gethsemane."
"A nice biblical name."
"Grandmother's idea. Father wanted to name us all after Nobel laureates. Mother just wanted the names to be pronounceable with no unnecessary apostrophes." Father Keating laughed and held the car door.
"How are you fixed for provisions?"
he asked as he slid into the driver's seat. "Plenty of bourbon, a bit light on food."
"I'll be happy to run you by the grocer."
"Really, that's too much trouble for you. And don't tell me you were on your way there anyway to convert heathens in the frozen food aisle."
"I aim to do the Lord's work wherever I can."
He pulled out of the drive. They pulled up in front of St. Brennan's a short while later. Father Keating helped Gethsemane out of the car. "Thanks again for the ride, Father..." "Tim," she said.
"I meant it about the groceries."
"And I meant it about not troubling yourself."
"How about a compromise? Borrow my bicycle. Keep it for the length of your stay, and I won't worry about you walking at all hours. She's a lovely machine, a Pashley Parabike, hunter green, with a wicker handlebar basket. A gift from my mother when I got my first parish."
"Won't you need it?" Gethsemane asked.
"Alas, no." Father Keating patted his knees. "Messrs. Arthritis and rheumatism have cured me of the habit. Poor old Bess sits hidden away in the garden. She dreamed of being ridden through hill and dale." "Do her good to get out. I'd be happy to see you ride her."
"All right." A cool breeze rushed past Gethsemane's cheek. She pulled her coat collar.